Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
The video camera is running.
Crime, criminals, and the cops who stop them. This is the real thing. We have gathered footage from around the world, from crimes in progress, news investigations, undercover stings, and surveillance cameras. Much of this footage has never before been seen, from chases to shootouts. This show will take you for a walk on the wild side.
All right.
I'm Sheriff John Bunnell. The video we're going to show you tonight proves one thing. From armed robberies to high-speed chases, cops face dangers every day. And those dangers touch all of us. Because when it comes to dealing with crime, we're all in this together. So sit back, get ready for a wild ride.
We got a chase in progress right now.
Dallas, Texas. A traffic stop turns dangerous when the driver, a parolee, decides he's not going back to jail. With his girlfriend by his side, he takes off.
They're in pursuit, and this guy is really going for it. And he's heading right for the freeway.
The maniac races recklessly across the median.
This one is not going to stop without a fight. He is really going hard.
Cops stay on his tail as the outlaw weaves a destructive path off and on the freeway, letting nothing stand in his way, including this innocent pedestrian.
No, there's someone in the way. That was way too close.
Police now realize that this man is so desperate for his freedom, he's capable of doing anything. With no regard for anyone else, he barrels into a pregnant woman's car as he tries to cross to the other side.
Man, that hit was hard. What is this guy doing? Oh no, he's heading right back for the freeway. He's crazy at this point. He must be doing about 80 miles an hour. He's weaving all over the road.
But police are right on top of him.
No, wait, he's staying on. This guy just can't make up his mind.
He tries to fake them out by leaving the highway, recklessly cutting off a minivan filled with children.
Oh, I don't believe it. He almost hit that van. Where's he going now?
He swerves into a parking lot looking for a way out. But this criminal will soon learn when you break the law, there is no way out.
Oh, look at that. He just jumped the median. This guy is out of control.
The truck races along the shoulder of the freeway.
Look at that. That white truck couldn't get out of the way fast enough. This guy is still going. And now they're pulling into a residential neighborhood. They better look out for kids.
He slows down. Concerned about the residents, the cops hang back. The truck's mangled bumper catches on the tire, flattening it.
Oh, his tire's gone. There goes the tire.
The driver is forced to stop.
They're moving in. Police are coming in. Guns drawn.
With weapons drawn, cops quickly surround the truck.
He's not getting out of the truck. There are guns pointed right at his head.
But the stubborn convict just calmly sits in his car smoking a cigarette.
Oh, look at that. They just bashed out the window.
Police pull his girlfriend from the passenger seat.
They got a woman out on the ground. They've got him. They got him.
51, suspect in custody, code 4.
Code 4. That's it. This guy is history. He's done.
Hey, that was a hairy chase, man.
Hey, what were you thinking?
Just didn't want to go back to prison, that's all.
Are you on parole?
Oh, yeah.
Were you afraid that you'd get caught and have to go back?
Yeah.
But that's just where this hardened criminal is going. Back to the place he was running from. Tahiti. Happy vacationers expect sunny beaches and rum drinks upon arrival. Instead, they find hundreds of protesters stampeding the airport's runway. Demanding an end to underground nuclear testing, the protesters are also rebelling against their French-controlled government. French riot police try to beat back the angry mob, who are attacking with sticks, rocks, and chains. Despite being better equipped, the police are forced to fall back. Now, unopposed, a protester crashes a bulldozer into the airport building. And fire breaks out in the main terminal, turning this duty-free shop into a raging inferno. The police regroup and fire tear gas into the defiant crowd, which has now tripled in size. Dozens of cars in the airport parking lot are torched. For baffled tourists, this is the last thing they expected.
Well, we're on our honeymoon and we just arrived today. We were married 2 days ago and right now we can't sleep. It's a little too stressful.
By nightfall, the destruction spreads to downtown. Fire is raging on every block. Mobs of looters make it impossible for firefighters to put anything out. Unsuspecting tourists also make a run for their lives. Look at the view from this hotel room. It's a snapshot of hell. This is no way to spend a honeymoon. Scenes of sheer horror from the South Sea. Peace is eventually restored, but for citizens and tourists alike, this tropical paradise will always be haunted by the shadow of violence. Grand Prairie, Texas. Police have been chasing this truck for over an hour. Inside, an ex-con is holding a woman who rejected him hostage. Unrequited love gone wrong. The best chance to save the hostage is to end the chase immediately. Police deploy spike strips at this intersection to take out the tires. But the fugitive spots the trap in time and he heads off-road to successfully avoid it. Determined to rescue the captain, officers fire at the tires as the truck pulls onto the shoulder of the road.
He's trying to go through a ditch and might be able to negotiate that ditch. There he goes through the car ditch. A lot of people are pulling off the road, which is a very wise thing to do.
The police have to find a way to stop this car without risking the life of the hostage.
Looks like he might be getting ready to take out a tire. There it is. The tire is out. The tire is out, Tim. He is in a spin. He is spinning, and he's having trouble controlling. He keeps getting to the right, and a fishtail to the right.
They shot the right rear tire so the truck won't lose control. But unbelievably, he still isn't stopping. Quickly, officers pull up again, take out the other rear tire, and then drop back.
There they are. They're out of the car now. Texas DPS is on the scene. She's pulled out right now. She doesn't appear to be harmed.
Behind the truck, the suspect is still fighting. But after a two-hour chase, the man is just making things harder on himself. Meanwhile, the hostage is in shock as she is taken to safety. The deluded suspect has a message for the cops.
Everything I do, I treat people with love and compassion like Jesus told us to love one another.
But for the woman he took captive, the damage is done. His final cries are a haunting reminder of his insanity.
I love you!
This woman owes her life to the quick and decisive action on the part of the police. Campbell County, Tennessee. In weather like this, nobody should be on the road.
Denver Soup, top of the mountain, southbound.
But when cops hear a stolen black pickup is on the loose, a little rain won't stop them. Seconds into the chase, police get a pretty good idea the driver is drunk, randomly cutting across lanes, tearing up the oily shoulder, and wobbling back and forth so severely that it's amazing he doesn't flip. Up ahead, two big rigs block the fleeing felon. He'd like to squeeze through, but slams into the truck's back end. Luckily, the trucker speeds up and drives off with his life, leaving the suspect unfazed by this brush with death.
Be advised, he's hit a tractor and trailer right in the rear end, bounced off of it, and he's still proceeding south.
Police don't yet know his blood alcohol is almost three times the legal limit. This harrowing ride reeks of disaster. Now a change of plans. The suspect rips past traffic and heads for the exit. Unable to slow down, the suspect misses the turn, loses control, and collides into the embankment. The front end of the pickup is a smoky mess, but incredibly, the driver is alive.
Get your hands up now!
The arrogant drunk ignores the officer's orders to surrender. Fed up with this resistance, the officer busts the window with his flashlight.
Put your hands up now! Get your hands up right now!
The suspect still won't get out of the car.
Get your hands up!
Now he must contend with both officers.
Hands up!
They bust the lock and together haul this drunk driver out of the truck.
Come on out!
The officers take a good look at their bloody fugitive and quickly discover he is underage and unaware of his crime.
What's your name, buddy? I'll find out. You have the right to remain silent.
There it is. Another sobering reminder that booze and bad decisions can destroy your life. But he's one of the lucky ones. He gets a second chance. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Videos. A fleeing suspect loses control. An FBI operative nearly loses his head. And a drug dealer gets taken for a ride. Courage. Mayhem. Unstoppable action. you're in the line of fire. A driver without a license. A cop without a police car. Street gangs without mercy. And a dope dealer with a speed problem. Blazing action with fuel to burn. Caddo Parish, Louisiana. A squad of deputies is in pursuit of a stolen car.
On my 25 headquarters, about 25 miles.
But this isn't a typical auto theft. The vehicle belongs to the driver's parents, and the driver is a 14-year-old girl.
Billy, come over to your left.
She wanted to take her boyfriend out for a night on the town, so she decided to steal her parents' car. When she decided to run from police, they used spike strips to rupture three wheels on the family sedan.
Front tire is almost on the rotor.
The chassis grinds on the pavement, compounding the damage. But the girl is too scared to give up and face the consequences. Deputies flank the crippled vehicle, trying to figure out the safest way to shut them down. The officers try to urge the car onto the median, hoping it will bog down in the mud. But the young girl doesn't give an inch, so police pull back. After all, they're only kids. Deputies get a break at last. The suspect loses her final tire. And after that, she loses control. The driver is helpless as her battered family car grinds to a halt. Deputies take her and her boyfriend into custody. The girl has to wonder if her wild ride was worth it after all. Especially when she has to face the consequences. First from the law. And then from her parents.
That wasn't police, Sergeant Finelli.
Yes, this is a robbery in progress right now in the shop right now. They're armed.
What are they armed with?
One has a shotgun. Two of them with handguns.
Thornwood, New York. An incredible look at a robbery in progress. Watching the robbery from a nearby room, a cool-headed security guard calls the police and gives them all the details they need.
Telling the manager to open the safe.
They're attempting to force the manager to open the safe at this time.
As the suspects greedily stuff everything they can inside their sacks, officers are already arriving outside.
Be advised, the suspect at the door is armed with a shotgun.
Man, move out! See, I think he's seen you. I think he's seen a cop.
They scurry like roaches. They start running for the back of the store. But there's a problem. They filled their bags so full of money and other valuables that they can't even lift it. So much for a fast getaway. The first officer on the scene catches right up to them and fires twice.
Yeah, were there any shots fired in there?
Yes, an officer shot fired.
After a short foot pursuit, two of the suspects give themselves up. The third is found moments later.
Yeah, we have that suspect in custody. Oh, man, what a night.
In a store like this, video surveillance is an ever-watchful eye. These guys thought they had the perfect plan, but they didn't count on an eagle-eyed security guard and the swift response of local officers. Considering what they were up against, it's amazing they even tried it at all. San Juan County, New Mexico. A group of bored teenagers decides it's a nice night for a joyride.
He's still not stopping.
But the sheriff's deputies on their tail don't agree.
Pull the vehicle over.
When the kids refuse to stop, the officers consider their options for reining in dangerous drivers. When a safe opportunity opens up, they hobble the vehicle by shooting out its tires. The exposed rims send sparks flying from their wheel well. But the thrill-seeking kids still think they have the stuff to outrun the law. The deputies turn up the heat. They surround the car and try to bump it off the pavement. The nimble compact takes a beating, but the kids don't care. After all, it's a stolen car. It's time for the knockout punch. A deputy closes in on the vehicle and attempts a pit maneuver. The reckless teen dodges the other cruiser. The deputy smacks the car again. This time, the impact sends the vehicle wobbling down the road. It's enough to scare the teens into stopping. They don't want to find out what else the deputies are planning.
Get your hands up! Get your hands up!
Surrounded by officers, the driver tries one more desperate move.
Get out of the car!
He locks his door.
Get out of the car!
At best, he bought himself a few more seconds of freedom. It's the last free time he'll have for quite a while.
It's all on video, so you don't have to worry.
Bored teenagers with time on their hands can find a lot of ways to get into trouble.
Pull the vehicle over right now. Pull it over.
But stealing a car and taking it for a spin is just plain dumb.
Get out of the car!
Clarkston, Michigan. One of our most unusual pursuits began when this officer stopped a drunk driver. The camera mounted on the dashboard of his car is running when he takes the intoxicated woman into custody. The officer handcuffs the woman with her hands behind her back and places her in the back seat of the squad car.
The first thing a cop learns is to get the suspect under control, and usually it's enough to handcuff him and put him in the back of your patrol car.
But watch what happens when his back is turned. With the camera still rolling, the woman somehow gets into the driver's seat, gets her handcuffed hands in front of her, and roars off drunkenly down the road. Driving at speeds over 100 miles an hour, the handcuffed woman finally loses control, goes into a spin, and stalls in the middle of the highway where police find her moments later. The police car was not damaged. This was fortunate because the Clarkston Police Department only has two cars. Still to come on World's Wildest Police Video. A SWAT team in Waco comes under attack. A suspect in England finds there's no going back. A hot car down south proves too hot to handle. And a gang of hoodlums says, give it up now. A store clerk in danger, an agent in trouble, a SWAT team in battle, and a deadly driver with contempt for the law. It all adds up to incredible action.
It never ceases to amaze drug enforcement officers just how foolish a dealer can be. Every day, these cops are reminded just why they call it dope.
In this surveillance video of an undercover drug sting, the driver is a cop, and he wants to buy marijuana. A potential dealer approaches.
You got some weed?
Yeah.
Hey, does it look good?
Yeah, it look good.
Let me see.
While they haggle over the price of the marijuana, the dealer notices one of the surveillance cameras mounted inside the cab of the pickup.
Let me see this.
What the hell that is there?
Where, that heat sensor for deer? This is my farm truck, man. You know, I work for deer patches and
That's right, a heat sensor for deer, whatever that is. But the dealer believes this, and the drug deal is made. A hidden camera in an undercover officer's car has been set up to record a drug buy. Debbie, the agent, waits in the front seat as Mike, a suspected drug dealer, approaches. Debbie has been tracking him for the last few months. As Mike arrives to make the deal, he appears suspicious.
You got someone following you? Let me see you got a wire on you.
This is an undercover officer's greatest fear. Concerned for her safety and not knowing if it's a drug ripoff, Debbie takes off.
Let me see, you got a wire on you. You got a wire on you?
This guy doesn't want to let the cop go.
Let me check, Debbie.
I'm
a phone, Debbie. I'll stop. Let me get off, Debbie. Let me get off. I was going too fast, Debbie. You're going to hurt me, girl. Man, I will.
Now the scene takes an absurd turn. The dealer actually tries to run alongside the car.
I can't get your foot.
Get out.
Okay, please. Okay, I can hold him over there.
Get out.
Okay, I can't breathe.
Get out.
Please, get out to the grass. I can get out. Get out to the grass on this side.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Let
Debbie isn't about to stop and give him another chance to grab her.
That's too fast, Debbie!
As his fingers get weaker, his pleading gets stronger. He knows this ride is slipping away.
Mike, if I get off my stop, please, Debbie!
I'm not stopping.
I'm gonna get off! Oh, oh, Debbie, help me!
Mike, get off!
I can't help me! Go to the grass! Go to the grass! Go to the grass, Debbie! Fucking fire!
Falling off a moving car at 40 miles an hour is bad enough.
Let me check, Debbie.
Getting arrested for dealing drugs is even worse. Although neither of these men were formally charged,
where, that heat sensor for beer?
Suspects like these are not hard to catch.
We have high-performance cars, and we have to have them to catch some of these cars on the road.
This formula, Camaro thinks he's going to outrun the trooper's Mustang in South Carolina. Wrong.
892, which vehicle was that?
Blue Camaro.
When he realizes they're still on his tail, he starts taking wild chances, passing on the right, pulling around exiting vehicles, weaving in and out of traffic at speeds up to 100 miles per hour. Watch as he almost hits a patrol car.
You may think you have a fast car, but believe me, winning a pursuit isn't about speed, it's about smarts, and cops are the ones with the high-speed training.
Then he thinks he has a plan to outwit the officer behind him. The Camaro is now doing 120 miles an hour.
I'm going by the 102 now.
First he scoots past this truck, but the trooper stays right behind him. He pulls to the left, drawing the trooper into the passing lane. And then at the last possible moment, he shoots for the exit ramp.
I'm by the 101 exit.
But he's going too fast and he loses it on the curb. There must be some special angel that watches out for speeding motorists, because miraculously he survives and he's up and running again. But this time they get him and bring him back.
He told me he didn't have a license. That's why he put all them people's lives in danger.
Another high-performance car with a low-performance driver. In a high-speed chase, pursuing officers try to anticipate the suspect's next move. But the cops following this 4x4 have no idea exactly what the desperate driver has in mind. Fort Worth, Texas. Police have been tracking this truck with a helicopter's infrared camera. This sophisticated equipment gives them a clear view of the suspect despite the night's darkness.
Here, we're passing over 80.
Passing highway 80.
Well, the driver's been moving at speeds exceeding 100 miles per hour. He's not stopping.
A squad car pulls ahead of the suspect. A spike strip is dropped.
Okay, I'll take him out with a spike.
But the suspect passes right over the sticks, never losing speed.
County using the bias, he missed on both sticks.
Then officers on the ground make an incredible discovery.
County advised he's got some kind of weapon in his hand.
Well, we've just heard that the suspect is armed. He does have a gun in the car.
But the armed man does not point his weapon at officers. Instead, he puts the gun to his own head.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This is unbelievable.
Air one, he just wrecked out.
This has just been a real tragedy.
He is on fire.
Officers rush the vehicle to see if the man can be saved, but the heat and the smoke make rescue impossible. The car was not stolen. The driver was not drunk, and he had no warrants. Fort Worth police still have no idea why he ran. To this day, it remains a mystery.
The job of an undercover cop requires trust. When police things go wrong, these cops rely completely on their fellow officers for backup.
Russia. The man in the dark suit is an intelligence agent posing as a businessman to break up an extortion raid. When the undercover agent refuses to pay the thug's asking price, they don't hesitate to show their disappointment. The agent tries to defuse the situation without blowing his cover. A video camera records the hotel room for evidence. Agents wait in a nearby suite for backup. But the video equipment keeps failing. This is what the backup team can't see. They soon begin punching and choking him. The undercover agent is waiting for his fellow officers to stop this attack. What he doesn't know is that there's been a glitch in the surveillance system. But the other agents sense there's a problem. Acting on policeman's intuition, the backup unit storms the room. Just in time to save their fellow agent's life, the two thugs get taken down. Russian style. In this drug sting, a lone undercover agent with no gun and no bulletproof vest narrowly escapes death when a drug dealer reveals a weapon. But amazingly, the bullets only graze the unprotected operative. This is the chance every undercover agent has to take. The drug dealer lines up another shot, but the agent kicks at him, and the shot goes wide. What the drug dealer doesn't know is that a second team of agents is monitoring the sting from the next room. A high-tech video surveillance system allows them to react quickly. That action saved the life of the undercover officer. An undercover agent walks into a sting operation armed with only the knowledge that when his life is on the line, his fellow officers have got him covered. So he hopes. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Video, a drunk driver takes a dangerous ride. Street gangs show their vicious side. SWAT teams fight back. And women of the force kick butt. It's rough, tough, as real as it gets. Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised. From tough guys to terrorists. From losers to lunatics. Whatever the danger, cops on the job beating the odds.
Gang robbery. Nothing is more horrifying than this crime by committee. They bash and crash stores like these, overwhelming everyone with uncontrollable fury and violence. When you see them coming, you better get out of the way.
They have no regard for property. They have no concern for your life. They want the money. They want it fast. Or they want you dead.
You know, it's just that greed factor, that hungry factor. Survival of the fittest, you know, by all means necessary.
Here we find a helpless clerk as an entire gang takes over. One gangster reaches for some lotto tickets. The clerk quickly retreats when the thug reaches for his gun. Incredibly, the store clerk is left unharmed. A group of bandits charge into a convenience store. The only obstacle between them and the money is total and instant compliance. Give me the money or you're dead. When this cashier has trouble getting the money, the gangsters take things into their own hands. In Calgary, Canada, a gang thrashes this jewelry store. Customers flee. Workers are defenseless. This gang managed to steal $500,000 worth of diamonds and gold. In San Bernardino, California, another gang poses as shoppers. They wait for the perfect moment. Then one gang member pulls a gun. The store manager is on the floor tied up while the others clean out the store. This gang wipes out $50,000 worth of jewels. Now they want the evidence, the surveillance video. They take the tape, the wrong tape. This tape was a decoy. The real tape sent this gang to jail.
But it's like you have to amp yourself up for the situation. And when you do the situation, you're not thinking about it. You're just thinking about what the prize is, which is whatever you're in there for.
Gangs, they're armed, they're dangerous, they're reckless, and they have you outnumbered. Terrifying. Milam County, Texas. The driver of this white Trans Am pulls over in front of his own house. He has ignored the lights of the squad car for nearly a mile.
Why didn't you pull over when you...
I didn't see you back there, really.
Okay. It should be a simple stop, but the suspect refuses to cooperate with a breathalyzer test.
This is my neck of the woods. I don't come over your neck of the woods.
Let me tell you something. My neck of the woods is the state of Texas, okay?
If you on my property, I'll have you know
that. Well, I'm sorry. I have you to know that. You're under arrest. Get your hands on the car.
It's go time. The cop doesn't have time to wonder why the man would pick a fight. He's got his hands full.
Get out. Don't you make me shoot you.
I'll miss you.
Don't make me shoot you.
When neighbors show up, the officer worries about being outnumbered. However, this cop figures out a way to make them work with him.
He's under arrest, and you are on video camera, so I want you to know that.
I don't
get... I'm placing this young man under arrest so I don't have to shoot him. Do you want to help me with this or what?
With the suspect's pals acting as the officer's deputies, the man is cuffed and put into the back of the cruiser. The man was willing to fight with an armed officer over what started as a seatbelt infraction. He must be crazy. Crazy like a fox.
What's going on?
The suspect's wife shows up as the officer searches the Trans Am.
He was pulled, being tempted to be pulled.
He explains the situation, and the wife asks to get something from the car before it is impounded. At least she's cooperating. Or is she? She's stuffing a bag of narcotics down her shirt, and if she thinks the cop has missed it, she's right. But she has no idea the dash cam caught it all. This crook had the wits to pick a fight.
This is my neck of the woods. I don't.
So his wife could steal the stash. But the video camera is an officer's silent partner, and its eye never blinks. The husband is booked that night, and the next day, after reviewing the tapes, officers return and arrest the wife.
Now y'all know why we have video cameras.
Sometimes a male suspect thinks he can pull one over on a female officer just because she's a woman. But in the war against crime, a female officer proves she can hit back just as hard and fast as the next guy.
Helena, Montana. Sergeant Carol Schumacher began this pursuit when the driver refused to pull over for a license plate violation. Now, because the driver won't stop, it's felony evasion. When another unit tries to block him, the fugitive simply goes around. And when he approaches this roadblock, he finds a chink in the armor.
And we knew he wasn't going to stop. One of the deputies that was involved in the chase warned me that he would try to hit me.
Determined to let nothing get in his way, he rams Officer Schumacher at 60 miles an hour. She goes flying off the road. Now it's assault with a deadly weapon.
You okay, girl?
Officers have had enough. They know this is one suspect who won't hesitate to roll over anything that gets in his way. And right now, he's headed for town.
I get a couple units in front of me.
2-1 volunteer, her car's already damaged.
Officer Shoemaker quickly recovers and decides to show this guy that he's just made a big mistake.
Well, after he hit me, it got a little more personal.
Now watch the left side of your screen. She races up and pulls even. The suspect tries to sideswipe her off the road. But she holds her ground and squeezes ahead.
He almost had you.
The driver is desperate to get back in the lead. He accelerates between the two units, but Officer Schumacher closes in, risking her life to end this chase. She perfectly wedges the suspect between the two cars. Without a shot being fired or harm to innocent lives, this chase is over.
I do not consider myself a heroine for doing what I did that day. I was doing my job just like every other officer that was out there.
I got cops! I got him!
Austin, Texas. A highway patrol woman picks up the trail of a suspected drunk driver.
The southbound on the interstate appears to be a 1055, cannot get stopped.
What the officer soon learns is that the driver of the white truck is wanted for a domestic abuse charge and thought to be armed and dangerous.
6212 Austin, he is aware of my presence, has shot the finger out the window several times, has run several vehicles off the road.
His speed increases and so does his indifference to the law. This Texas trooper knows she's got to shut down the driver before he takes out another car.
We're going to try to box him in. I've got an APD unit behind me. I'm going to be trying to box him in from the front.
At these speeds, this is an incredibly dangerous move. The officer must think of the safety of innocent drivers first.
Our speed at this time is 76 miles per hour. This is a 55 mile an hour zone.
As the two cars ride neck and neck, the officer makes a split second decision to abandon the procedure when another vehicle cuts across their path.
The vehicle just barely missed that.
This move saves her life and the life of the innocent driver, but does not stop the white truck. The lawbreaker gets cocky. He increases his speed, but he quickly loses control, hitting another vehicle. Next, the driver makes a bizarre and unsuspected move. The crazed driver emerges from his truck with a knife to his throat. What began as a possible DUI quickly escalated into an intense standoff. where the suspect held himself hostage. But it didn't take long for this trooper to talk the man away from the knife and into a pair of handcuffs.
There are a lot of women in policing, and we're all willing to get out there and do the same thing as the men do. We're just as capable of catching the bad guy as any of our male counterparts.
Great Britain. A female officer follows a stolen car full of teenagers as they squeeze through the thick traffic of these narrow streets. She watches in amazement as the suspects drive right up onto a busy sidewalk. Frightened pedestrians scramble for cover. Back in the street, the suspects suddenly find themselves blocked in by traffic. What they do next is incredible. They stop, throw it in reverse, and gun it. Accelerating backwards, they're actually able to back over the hood of this officer's car and break through her windshield. Another inch and she would have been killed. But even the bumpy ride doesn't stop her from making an arrest. Across the country and around the world, take charge cops like these are proving that a woman's place is on the force. Still to come on World's Wildest Police Video, a deadly showdown in Waco, Texas. A store full of hostages in a night of terror. A SWAT team faces a race against time. And a baby's life hangs in the balance. Real life suspense, riveting action, all straight ahead. A hellish gun battle. A nightmarish standoff. And a terrifying tug of war. When danger hits, the cops fight back.
Special Weapons and Tactics Team, known as SWAT, is the toughest of the tough, charging into the line of fire, saving lives, and restoring peace. Today, we take them for granted, but less than 40 years ago, SWAT didn't exist.
August 1st, 1966. A psychotic man with a history of violence climbs the University of Texas clock tower and begins spraying bullets at innocent people below. In less than 90 minutes, the face of law enforcement was changed forever. Now, whenever a high-risk situation erupts, SWAT is there to show the bad guys who fought. Their job is to deal with volatile and life-threatening police situations with speed, accuracy, and when necessary, deadly force. Tough, you bet. No matter what the situation, SWAT shows up prepared for the worst.
Police, everybody down!
But sometimes even the best laid plans spiral out of control. Waco, Texas. ATF agents infiltrate the Branch Davidian compound, looking for a cache of guns. Instead, they become the target of a madman's fury. According to intelligence, there's an arsenal of weapons in this room, and the Davidians will shoot anyone who tries to infiltrate. Cult members fire quarter-sized holes through the wall and into this agent's shoulder. Luckily, he's able to make it back to the command center. Tragically, the people inside are directly in the line of fire. In a matter of minutes, all hopes for a peaceful ending are dashed, and the fallen comrades retreat. Four ATF agents are killed and 16 wounded. The painful wounds of Waco will take a long time to heal.
The lessons learned at Waco will forever remain in the hearts and minds of SWAT teams everywhere. Because when it's all said and done, the combination of their skill, training, and pride has led to the saving of countless lives.
Sacramento, California. A busy electronics store sets the stage for a terrifying act of violence perpetrated by four power-mad terrorists. The shotgun-wielding gunmen demand $4 million in cash, bulletproof vests, and an airline ticket to freedom. Until the demands are met, they hold 40 petrified men, women, and children at gunpoint.
The natural reaction is to use that person as a shield or as a bargaining chip to get
himself out of their jam that they're in.
The clock ticks. Negotiations continue. Police beg the terrorists not to shoot the hostages.
Don't shoot anybody.
I'll get you three of them, four of them then. Shoot them on the leg right now, and then I'll ask you again. You say no, I kill them.
Seven SWAT members begin to break into the building from a back door. There they wait for their orders. SWAT agrees to a trade, one flak jacket in exchange for a hostage. But suddenly, the twisted plans of these lunatics take a turn for the worse. They pick a hostage and shoot him in the leg.
Shot him in the leg.
Who did?
One of the gunmen.
Generally, hostage takers are cowardly. If they weren't, they wouldn't need to grab an innocent victim, a small child or a woman, and shield themselves with this person.
SWAT finally gets the order to charge the store. Suddenly, as a diversionary tactic, a SWAT sniper shoots the window to smithereens and immediately follows it with a flash grenade. One of the madmen panics and opens fire. It's utter chaos as SWAT enters, fighting to take back the hostages. The gunmen are no match for the sharp shooting abilities of the SWAT team. In this deadly finale, SWAT manages to stop the insanity and takes down all four terrorists. And the nightmare comes to an end. In managing to save 36 people, SWAT earns their victory, especially when you consider the reckless brutality of the terrorists. Even when the odds are stacked against them, if there are innocent lives at risk, SWAT won't hesitate to step into the line of fire. Coming up next on World's Wildest Police Videos, a helpless baby in the hands of a madman.
Unfortunately, police officers get frequent calls to suicides. It's a situation that must be handled delicately. It gets real intense when it involves the endangerment of a child.
Burbank, California. The man perched on this third floor balcony has been threatening to jump for nearly an hour. After assaulting his wife with a knife, he climbed onto the railing with his four-month-old daughter.
He's got a baby up there with him.
Officers and assisting firemen cautiously approach the man from inside the building.
They're approaching the subject.
As the cops walk under the balcony, the man tries to jump. Two officers catch hold of the suicidal man, but before they have time to pull him to safety, this crazed father almost drops his daughter. Officers strike the man's arm and wrestle the endangered baby from his tight grip.
The baby's okay.
With the baby safely inside, the cops try to bring the jumper onto the balcony, but he refuses help. It takes the strength of three men to pull the reluctant man to the balcony. He is quickly handcuffed. The baby is rushed to a waiting ambulance.
I think there's a heightened sense of emergency in that children can't care for their own safety. We just wanted to make sure that that little innocent girl didn't fall to the ground.
And thanks to these officers, at the end of the day, the life of a child has been saved and a potential murderer is behind bars. Every day, whether it's one life in danger or many, police fight to help the ones in need and put a stop to those who break the law. With a devotion to duty that knows no country, officers around the world protect the good from the bad and defeat society's worst by giving their best. Next week on World's Wildest Police Video, an 18-wheeler lends a hand. A man on a bridge loses his grip. And unruly beachcombers lose all control. Devastating crashes, dangerous riots. Best police action from around the world, and it's all real.